The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share an extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly is with me and she has a gorgeous device. What is it, Jess?
So this is a Samsung tablet. As you know, I'm a big Samsung fan. I use the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 as my device. And so I was very excited to see that they were bringing out another tablet. It's a premium tablet, let's say that from the outset. And it's called the Samsung Galaxy Tab S4. Now, I remember when the first Tab S was brought out. It was a number of years ago and it was a gorgeous device. It looked premium. It was a viable alternative to an iPad, because we all know that the iPad is a gorgeous looking tablet. It's very, very high functioning and all that kind of stuff. Inside this tablet, you have an octa-core processor. You've got 4 gigs of RAM plus 64 gigs of storage, which is available to you. It's not all preloaded with software and all the rest. A 7,300 milliamp battery, really good Dolby speakers that kind of offer a surround sound, and it comes with a stylus pen. So the idea with this tablet, because for a lot of people, and you'll see it in the questions that come into this program, a lot of people think of a tablet as something just to watch Netflix on, or, you know, do a bit of online shopping. But the trend is kind of going back now. People want more from their tablets. They want to have the one device for work and for play. And the idea with this Tab S4 is that it can do both. So it's, as you said, it's a beautiful looking device. We were playing around with it there for a few minutes. Lovely glass body. It looks like a premium Samsung device. And the sound quality is gorgeous.
And could you use that for all your work activity?
Yes, you can. And this is something that, you know, they've gone down the Apple route of bringing out all the accessories and all the bells and whistles. You can get a beautiful cover that has a keyboard on it, so it can stand up and you can work away. It has the capacity to almost replace your laptop. I wouldn't say fully replace your laptop, but almost replace your laptop. I've been using it for the last week or so and I've been so impressed by it. And I it makes me want to get a tablet again. As I said, I had an original Tab S and I miss it now.
How much?
Okay, it's a bit expensive. It's €729, which is very pricey. But again, I want to sort of reiterate, this is a tablet that could work almost as an alternative to your laptop. The stylus pen, and we both were, you know, drawing on it a second ago, which is very good recognition, handwriting recognition. That comes with it, unlike the iPad, because for the iPad, for the Apple Pen, you have to pay extra. So all in all, I have to say I've been very impressed. If you are looking for a device for work and for play, I would recommend it. Just go in knowing that it's an expensive piece of kit.
Okay. And now on to the questions. Jess, can you recommend a 4K UHD HDR TV that does not have to be smart, as I have Sky Q and a 4K Apple TV box? That's from Peter. Well, if you get all the other stuff,
you may as well.
It's going to be smart TV, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, I was having a look around because, as I mentioned earlier on in the show, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are coming. So there are so many good deals out there at the moment. There's an LG TV. The product names are a bit awful, but if you want, I can either tweet you or email patkenny@newstalk.com and I can send you the list of recommendations. But LG, or there's huge money off Sony TVs at the moment. I was looking on Harvey Norman before I came in. There's a TV, a 55 inch TV that ticks all of those boxes, so it's 4K, all that, and it's down from $999 to $649.
Wow.
So that is a good deal, and 55 inch is a nice size TV as well.
Next one, I don't know if it's Jess's department, can't you recommend a reasonably priced dash cam for front and rear?
Yes, the Next Base, which are the, you might have heard a lot of talk about these last week. They're the ones that are teaming up with AXA, giving people discounts. But Next Base are very, very easy to install, very well regarded, very easy to use, and you can get them in Halfords right around the country.
From Johnny, where's the cheapest Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 to buy on Black Friday?
The best piece of advice I can give you is to download Price Spy, the app, or go to pricespy.ie. And what that can do is that can check in real time where the best offers are, and it'll give you both online and in-store.
Thinking of getting a Samsung Galaxy Tab A7 for my 9-year-old son. Would this be a good tablet for him? Anything else in the price range, 150 to 200 max?
Yeah, so in that price bracket, the Samsung Tab A is a good way to go. So that's a 7-inch tablet from Samsung. It's quite basic, but it runs Android. The only thing that you may notice is if the child is kind of trying to multitask, it may be a little bit slow, but that's what you're going to get for £200.
Would you go for iPhone 8 or iPhone XR from Stuart?
You know what? I haven't had hands-on with the XR as of yet. So this is the iPhone or the XR, depending on who you talk to. I know a lot of people who have the iPhone 8 and absolutely love it. So if I don't think there's a massive leap between the two. There are certain sort of camera features and so on. But if money's a factor, go with the iPhone 8.
I bought a computer last week. It's a HP 15BW067SA.
Catchy name.
It's supposed to be new, but I'm not sure. There are scratches on it. Is there information on a computer that can tell me when it was first used? That's from Paul in Roscommon.
So this is interesting. There are ways you can go into your computer and find it, but my thought process would be that it may have been wiped. If it had been used previously, it could have been wiped, so you won't have that information. If you bought it from a reputable retailer, you should be able to just go back and say there are scratches.
Yeah.
Also, was the box sealed? You know, when you're buying a new piece of kit, it'll often have those don't accept if the seal is broken type stickers on it. So I would go back to whomever you bought it from. If you're in doubt, drop us an email, patkenny@newstalk.com, and I'll try and give you a hand.
I bought a Samsung J6 Plus recently. On Facebook, in settings, there's no media and no contact option, so I can stop videos from automatically playing. It's so annoying.
So for those who don't know, this is one of the most annoying things that Facebook has ever done, and they've done many annoying things. When you open out your Facebook app, videos autoplay. So it'll eat up your data, but it's also very distracting and a pain in the face. So you can go in and remotely do it. I'm not 100% sure why, because I'm pretty sure any device I've tried to do it on, you can do it. But try and do it from a desktop computer or a browser on a computer and try and do it, and then hopefully that'll kick in for all your settings.
Hi there, I run a lot. I was going to get an Apple Watch, but discovered I won't be able to listen to FM radio through it with Wi-Fi headphones. Can you suggest another alternative? I would like some cardio timings and all the usual things.
I don't know a wearable that'll give you FM radio, to be honest. FM radio is something that's, it's so hard to come by at the moment. And even with a lot of the wearables that are out there, to get live radio streamed and all the rest, very often what you do is you preload stuff onto it. So if you wanted to listen to live radio, it can be tricky unless there are apps available for the device. Yeah. So that's going to be one that, unfortunately, I'm going to have to do a bit more research for you and come back to you with some options.
I'm getting a new hall door. Can you ask Jess if it's possible to get a smart lock, maybe fingerprint or iris scanner?
They do exist, you know. So you can get them. I haven't tried any out, and as always, I'm kind of reluctant to recommend something unless I've had a play with it. I know a number of companies are going down that route. If you want peace of mind and all the rest, you know, you could look at CCTV and so on, because I think anything that I've read about the biometric door locks and so on, I think they're easier to get around than you might like to think. But again, if you want, email me and I will get back to you with some options.
Now, looking for a good gaming laptop for my 11-year-old. He loves Fortnite, but also loves art and drawing. So something with a touch screen and or pen, from Liz.
The Lenovo Yoga Books, they're the ones that you can kind of flip the screen around and draw on the screen. They're quite good. When it comes to gaming, it depends on you mentioned Fortnite there. I don't know the spec required, but you may need a graphics card, particularly if it's more heavy duty. So when you go in store, check and ask if it has a graphics card. Also, you want something with a lot of RAM. So I wouldn't buy anything with less than 6 gigs of RAM. But again, I've been doing a bit of scouting around on some of the websites, and there are good deals out there. They're not going to be earth shattering, but you do get a few quid off for Black Friday.
Ask Jess what MP3 player should recommend for an 8-year-old, obviously not looking to spend a lot of money.
I would recommend some of the Sony Walkman MP3 players are good. Do you know what the issue, because we've had this question before, the issue is, where do you get the music once you have it? Because obviously if you're getting an iPod, you can go into iTunes and get it through that way. But a number of people have sort of said, well, where do I get the music from? What I would recommend, being completely honest, is going and buying a smartphone that's a random brand that you've never heard of, that'll cost about 60 quid, and because it'll run Android, and get in through Google Music and do it that way. You don't have to put a SIM card in, you don't have to have it enabled to do anything else, but that could be an option for you.
I'm buying a new 43-inch Sony TV. I'm looking at getting a soundbar. Am I wasting my money getting a top-of-the-range soundbar? Are there any cheaper ones that are just as good?
again, you know, you could talk to the guys in Clony Audio and they will say, no, you have to spend top dollar to get a good one. I think that it's a very subjective thing. I spent, I think, 99 quid on a soundbar and it does just fine. It depends on what you want from it. I would see if there's a bundle when you're buying your new 43-inch Sony TV. See if there's a bundle whereby you get one with it and see if it's the one that's on display in the shop. Again, when I was buying my TV, that was the case. And give it a go. And again, if you're not happy, keep your receipts and bring them back if it doesn't do the purpose.
So many questions flooding in, Jess. They'll be answered maybe on Sunday or...
Yes, on Tech Talk. We're doing actually... That's a good little plug there now. We're doing a Black Friday special this week on Tech Talk. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be out in the stores, talking to the stores about what it's like to work on Black Friday, about the deals that are out there.
And they'll persist until Cyber Monday, one presumes.
Oh, and beyond, I would say. So if you do have any questions, you can email techtalk@newstalk.com and I will get back to as many of you as humanly possible. But we will have loads of recommendations on this week's programme.
That's great. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.